Low times cannot silence high fashion. This week, Gucci's creative director Alessandro Michele has released a slate of stylish short films on YouTube. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, it's a new approach to showing fashion when the runways are dark.
The seven short films follow Silvia Calderoni, a non-binary actress, writer, and dancer, as she goes about her day in Rome, casually wearing fabulous Gucci clothes. The vignettes highlight Gucci's latest collection. Calderoni starts in her apartment in black tulle lingerie and gold mules. Later, she dons a sparkly pink turban and pastel gown. In the background, Spanish philosopher Paul B. Preciado lectures about gender theory on TV.
Quería producir otro cuerpo, otra estética que estuviera más allá del binario.
Suddenly, he addresses her directly.
But you know what I'm talking about, Silvia. Tú sabes sobre qué es esta revolución, Silvia. This revolution is going to be about love, about changing desires.
Calderoni flings a dress from her balcony that happens to be from Michele's first Gucci women's collection. On the soundtrack, a new Billie Eilish song.
I'm not your friend or anything. Damn, you think that you're the man. I think therefore I am.
In other episodes, Calderoni meets Gucci-clad friends at a cafe, a post office, a vintage clothing shop, and later a theater. There are cameos by playwright Jeremy O. Harris, musician and poet Arlo Parks, and pop star Harry Styles.
It's about finding the thing that you've always wanted to see, or you've always wanted to listen to, that you've, like, has never been made.
I was trying to experiment. I love to experiment.
Alessandro Michele spoke to us from Italy. Bearded, with a mustache and long hair, he wore his signature outlaw look, loads of bracelets and faux fur draped over his shoulders. He said this experiment takes high fashion beyond the runway.
It's the way to really get back to the original idea and soul of the dress, kind of a life with the real people. I was thinking to make this crazy story, you know, about Silvia's life every day in little gestures and movement and fascinating routine, people that she met.
Michele was born in Rome in 1972. He studied at the city's Academy of Costume and Fashion and worked at Fendi before Tom Ford poached him to design for Gucci in 2002. By 2015, he became Gucci's creative director. Michele reinvented the brand, conjuring a nostalgic and androgynous magpie look. He wasn't just innovating on the runway. In response to fashion's relentless business cycle, Michele announced Gucci would limit its collections and runway shows to just two a year. With Gucci's centennial approaching in 2021, Michele is looking back. He's also looking inward.
I was reflecting, especially during the lockdown, how find, you know, a new way to work on a storytelling. I mean, it's pretty crazy that from such a long, long time, fashion was like a box completely closed.
For this experiment, Michele sought Gus Van Sant, one of his favorite directors, to collaborate.
I think it was a spontaneous idea to make something within just a few weeks. I sort of found that exciting, challenging, and like something I had done before.
To make the Gucci films, Van Sant returned to Rome, where 30 years ago he filmed scenes for My Own Private Idaho.
Portate la birra voi tre invece di fare tanto gli stronzi, eh?
River Phoenix and Keanu Reeves play street hustlers in the film, now considered an LGBTQ classic. Van Sant says the new Gucci films have elements found in his other work.
There is sort of like an alternate reality and a dreaminess.
As with My Own Private Idaho, Van Sant said the Gucci vignettes did not use a traditional screenplay. Instead, they worked from Michele's descriptions of his favorite looks, locations, and friends.
It was more emotional rather than it is a plot or a step-by-step beginning, middle, end story. You could probably play the episodes out of order and it would still be the same.
Since they were in Rome, Van Sant added some Fellini-esque touches by dubbing over the characters' dialogue.
Sì, è interessante. Alla fine è molto,
ah, io
molto
te l'ho
bello.
Chiesto.
Sì, è
va
vero,
bene.
Vero.
The way that Fellini would make his films, adding the voices later, you would actually change the story, which we were also doing.
The new Gucci episodes also have a meditative rhythm. At a time when people are isolated and lonely, Michele wanted to present his collection this way, offering his romantic vision of a freer world.
Silvia's life is a dream time, is a magical time, is a time that doesn't exist, but is the time that reflects our simple and fascinating life of little things, but they are very powerful, you know?
Powerful and fascinating, like wearing a Gucci outfit for a day in Rome. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.